For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. We're broadcasting here at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. Our friendly neighbors to the east, John Erickson, how you doing this morning?
Hey, great, Joel. Welcome to Wisconsin. It's good to see you. Been a while since we talked, so it's really nice to see you.
I know. It's great to be here, and it's kind of, you look at the setup, too, and I always have to go around and people look at me funny. I'm smelling silage and haylage, and kind of makes me back at the farm again. That smell, I think we should do a cologne in that kind of smell or something.
Well, I've thought about that, and I love that silage smell, you know. So people would buy that, I think. You market it, and I'll buy some from you.
That sounds great. We can do that, I think. Hey, let's get to business this morning. We're talking 2017 corn silage. First of all, are you seeing a lot of harvesting done already? We've had kind of a weird season this year.
Well, we have had kind of a weird season, and yes, we're seeing a lot of harvesting right at the time that we're talking. Driving down on Sunday to Madison, there was silage on along I-94 getting done. So guys are right in mid-harvest in Wisconsin and Minnesota. I know over in your area, neck of the woods, guys are kind of mid-harvest. And it kind of parallels the season. You know, as you look at what we did for planting season, a lot of guys didn't get in until planting a little later and, you know, had other obstacles, wet weather, cool weather, whatever. So I think that harvest season is going to stretch out here for a while. And it in Wisconsin, in the southern parts, it probably started 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it's going to be an extended harvest, I think, this year. And guys were kind of expecting that.
Another wrinkle to this whole situation, we didn't really have a typical Minnesota, Wisconsin, upper Midwest summer. We didn't have those hot days.
We really didn't. If you look back at the hottest temperatures, I don't think we had more than one day really over 90 where it was really a back-breaking heat. And we needed that for this kind of year in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And I think in Minnesota, the growers around, you know, the Albany area are better off because I think they got into the field a little earlier than the growers in Badger State did. And so I think they're going to see a little more consistency in the plants as they're going through harvest. If they look at the ears, I think, you know, they'll see if they've got a, you know, if they did get the heat, they'll see some nice ear formation. Of course, there's going to be guys on the other side of that maybe, you know, maybe they aren't going to have the ear formation for one reason or another. But if we look at the heat that we had here in the last 3 to 4 weeks, that really has helped push this silage along to make it actually come out pretty decent. Surprisingly so, with the type of year we had because of the growing season. You know, guys, we had a lot of variability in the growth of that crop this year. But oddly enough, it's coming out pretty good. Some of the reports I'm getting back are very strong on yields, and that bodes well.
John, talk about that. You alluded to some of the yields and feedback you're getting. What are you hearing? Is it consistent? Is it kind of up and go, depending upon where you are?
Well, I think, you know, we always hear guys that will give us the yields that they're really happy and they want to talk about. And we're going to have some people that you're going to find out that maybe it didn't yield quite as well. But I'm hearing yesterday, I think I told you that we had a guy call and we ended up around 27 ton with a 99-day product. And that northern Wisconsin, kind of just over the border from Minnesota, that's some pretty strong yields for being that far north, being the type of summer we had. Heard some good yields over in your neck of the woods as well, up in those, you know, 20s. And, you know, just depending on what product, you can get from low 20s to mid upper 20s. So there's going to be some nice tonnage coming off. The interesting thing is going to be what will the quality be with the year that we had. You know, when we typically have a tough growing season, the quality of corn silage is a little better. When we have a good growing season, the quality of that corn silage is usually a little down. And so it's going to be, this year is going to be a little tougher. How do we gauge it? Because for some people, it was actually turned out to be a pretty good growing season. Some people turned out to be kind of a tough growing season. Okay, what's that silage quality going to be when they start to do the rations? And so the real key is for guys to test that corn silage to get off, see where the quality is, and then work with their nutritionist to kind of get that figured into the ration for the cows this year. And I think we're going to hear, hey, there's some pretty good silage out there, going to be some good starch in it. And the other side is, I think your guys are going to say, okay, it's down a little bit from what I'm used to, but those could be some of the areas where maybe a few more growing obstacles this year.
John Erickson with Micogen Seeds joining us too. And knock on wood, we had a chance to talk. It's been a good year for less disease, less pest infestation. We were pretty fortunate overall.
I think we've been very fortunate. You know, typically the last 3 or 4 years has been a very strong year for some of the leaf diseases. And as we went into August this year, looking at, you know, it's those foggy days and then you get some of those cooler temperatures, that's some ideal situations for leaf disease to kind of start to take off. Fortunately, we haven't had a lot of moisture here at harvest. Guys are able to get in at harvest. The fungicide that's been put on has held those plants, the plant health in there. And so leaf disease this year, knock on wood, I haven't had any reports of anybody really concerned strongly on leaf disease, but the guys did a better job of managing plant health. Fungicide, trying to spoon feed that nitrogen, keep that nitrogen so the plant didn't come up short. And that's all helped contribute to a healthier plant, which contributes to better quality and better tonnage that we see this year, I think, or we are going to see.
John, one final question. I know we're all kind of in the midst of harvest right now, but you need to start thinking about next year. A few important key reminders for folks as they plan?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I really kind of harp on, so to speak, is as a grower looks at, you know, we're in early October here today at the Dairy Expo, but in the next 2 or 3 months, growers are going to sit down with whoever their seed advisor is, whoever their crop advisor is. They're going to make a decision that's going to be the most important decision affecting the profitability on that dairy. And seed selection really is the key there, hybrid selection, the type of hybrid they use on that farm. If they don't make the right selection, you know, if you stop and think about whatever they choose to grow in 2018, if it isn't the right hybrid, Joe, it's going to be till 2020 till they can rectify that decision. So the next couple months is going to be really key to evaluate harvest performance, hybrid performance. Think about what they would like to do in terms of taking their dairy production to the next level. How do they increase their homegrown feeds and silage, high quality seeds, to ultimately impact their income over feed costs? And I think if they sit down and have a good discussion with their nutritionist, with their trusted crop advisor, even with our mycogen seeds reps or our nutritionists, we have some tools that can take them to the next level of milk production, but also economically improve that income over feed costs. And that's really critical at this time of the year. So again, bottom line is next 2 or 3 months, key time of the year to make those decisions that are going to impact that dairy for the next 2 or 3 years.
John, for folks who want more information, go online. That's a great tool for folks to kind of get the ball rolling, right?
Yeah, mycogen.com, and they can plug in their zip code, find out who their rep is or who their contacts are. For your area, it's a lot of the agronomy. It's going to be myself. Nutrition will be our friend John Anderson, and we're more than happy to have that discussion on just what I talked about here just a moment ago.
John Erickson, we appreciate your time as always. I'm sure we'll see you around the next few days, okay?
I'll look forward to that, Joe. Thank you.
You bet. For Chasm Radio, as we broadcast from World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Joe Gill.